Luke chapter 2. And I'd like to ask the kids if you would gather with me over here. We want to meet by the fireplace this morning. Let's see if we can find my burning coal that I can bring up here. You guys are heading the wrong direction over there. Come over here. I'm over here this time. Let's gather around the fireplace. You guys can just sit on the ground here. Don't get burned, though. It's pretty hot over there. Oh, I knew that would happen. I just knew it. Okay, got to back up a little bit so everybody can see, okay? I've got a burning coal that I'm going to place on there. Oh, wait, here. I got to get my tongs to gather it because it's really, really hot. Let's see here. Okay, hopefully these plastic tongs don't burn off while I'm picking it out of here. Oh, no. Oh, just kidding. Oh, I can't believe you did that. All right. Okay, this is a... Oh, yeah, it's kind of pretend, isn't it? But we're good at make-believe. So here's how the story goes. This friend was visiting one of his friends who never went to church. He never read his Bible. He never came to Bible study groups or anything else like that. And they were sitting around the fire and talking and visiting. And, you know, the friend wasn't wanting to nag him or anything about his faith or his walk with Jesus, but he thought, how am I going to get through to this guy that attending worship services and going to Bible study groups and reading his Bible and praying with his family are all really important? And then he got an idea. So he grabbed the little tongs that were over next to the place, and he grabbed a burning ember out of the fire, just a little one, and he set it off to the side. Let's just say this is not wooden, you know, for the morning. All right, he set it off to the side, and he just sat there, and his friend was kind of intrigued by this, and he's watching, and fire is burning, and pretty soon this little ember was glowing all, you know, red, and it was burning along with everything else, and pretty soon it just went out. It burned out, while the rest of the fire kept burning. He looked at his friend, and he looked at that. He looked at his friend again, and he looked at that, and then he said, well, I guess I better go now. And so he left, and he left his friend thinking about this little ember that had been separated from the fire and put off by itself that just burned out. What do you think he was trying to get across to his friend? Yeah, Jesus is like the fire, right? And it's kind of developed while we're together. Yeah. The ember needs to stay in with the rest of the fire, right? Okay. Did you hear all that? It was all good, so let me just put it that way. Well, I want to encourage you guys. You know, as you grow up, lots of things are going to be out there. There's all sorts of things to do. There's all sorts of people out there who say, hey, come on, let's do this on Sunday, or let's do this on whenever. And boy, coming together and worshiping God and studying the Bible and reading it for ourselves and praying alone and praying with others, praying with our family, those are all ways to keep the fire burning in our hearts. The knowledge of Jesus and His love for us and His grace upon us and His purpose for our lives. So I hope you'll never become like this little ember that was sort of separated from everything else and kind of burned out. Let's not be that ember, right? Okay? Pray with me for a second here. Lord, thank you for our opportunity this very morning to come together to worship you, to learn of you, to keep the fire burning in our hearts of our love for you and our desire to see your purposes fulfilled in our lives. And we pray for each of us that we will stay close to the fire, that we will be that warm glow that helps others to keep the fire burning in their hearts as well. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to leave you a little Bible verse to keep in mind. It was just read by Brother Dwight a moment ago. But here's how it goes. He says, There's all kinds of things out there to worry about. What you eat, what you drink, what you wear. Everyone seems to be obsessed with those things most of the time, he says. But instead, he says, seek first his kingdom, kingdom of God, and his righteousness. That means being rightly related to him and living the way he wants us to. And all of these things will be given to you as well. He's promising to take care of our needs. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Boy, isn't that true. Well, let's trust Jesus today, shall we?